As you know, last Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. One of my favorite stories was the man who wanted to desperately go to the Super Bowl game, but it was sold out. So he went to a ticket dealer and he spent $10,000 on a front row 50-yard line ticket. So he's there at the game and he's enjoying the game and he looks over and he realizes that there's an empty seat right next to him and he can't believe it. I mean, imagine an empty seat at the Super Bowl. So he turned to the fellow on the other side of the seat and said, "Excuse me, do you know whose seat this was?" And the man said, "Well, sadly, that was my wife, but she passed away and could not be with us today." And the fellow offered his condolences and his nice, kind remarks. But then he said, "You know, couldn't you have given the ticket to a family member, a friend, or a relative instead?" And he said, the husband said, "Well, I tried, but they're all at the funeral." Actually, now going to funerals actually is what's called a work of mercy. In fact, what I want to talk about today is the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And one of the corporal works of mercy actually is burying the dead, which means to go to wake services or funerals and to assist in this very important work. Because Jesus says in today's gospel, "Your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." So what are these good deeds that the church has always asked its members to do? And that is the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. I mentioned one already, which is burying the dead, of attending funerals and praying for loved ones that have died and going to wake services. But also some of the other corporal works of mercy, which take care of the body, would be feeding the hungry and giving drink to the thirsty. So this is something that is so necessary, doing these good deeds. Not that we're glorified, but that the Heavenly Father is glorified. That's what Jesus says. He says, "Your light must shine before others, that they see your good deeds and glorify the Heavenly Father." Well, how can we feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty? Well, about once a month on the way out of church, the ushers give out a plastic bag. And you can then take that bag and during the week fill it up with canned goods or groceries and bring it back the following Sunday. And then that goes to the local food pantries. And you're actually doing a corporal work of mercy. You're actually helping to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty. Another work of mercy is clothing the naked and sheltering the homeless. There are many homeless shelters people volunteer at, soup kitchens where you can make soup for the hungry. You can volunteer at one of the homeless shelters. How often do we go through our closets and give away clothes that we know we're not going to wear, especially during the winter time when we have these very cold winters? People need extra coats and they can use blankets and things. And so we should take the Lord to heart. We need to do these things, these good deeds, so that our light may shine before others to glorify the Heavenly Father. So how often do we go through our closets and pick out the things we don't need and give them to the homeless or to the needy or to a good place that distributes clothing to the less fortunate? Then there is the last two corporal works of mercy, again taking care of the body, would be visiting the sick and visiting the imprisoned. Now, visiting the imprisoned is a little bit more challenging to do, but we actually do have an excellent prison ministry here at St. John's for men and for women. Because the local prison, which is in our parish boundaries over by the Leesburg Airport, has hundreds and hundreds of prisoners, both men and women. And every week, a couple times a week, volunteers from our church and a couple other Catholic churches nearby visit and they do Bible studies, catechism classes, and Holy Communion is brought by the deacon, etc. So it's a very important work. Now, it does take a while to go through the orientation and the training, but it's a very valuable ministry. And it is one of the corporal works of mercy to do the visiting the prisons. Now, what's easier, though, is to visit the sick, because we all will know of people that go into the hospital, and it's a work of mercy to go visit them at the hospital. Or maybe someone that you know is in the nursing home. Why not go and visit them? Take the family, take the kids, and go to a nursing home and visit somebody that is there. Or maybe you know of an elderly person who's homebound, a shut-in, they cannot get out to Mass or to do things, you can go and help them as well. See, this is the kind of thing that the Lord is saying, that we are the light of the world, and we can't keep the faith to ourselves. We have to radiate the faith and share the faith with others. And so the Church gives us these seven corporal works of mercy to help take care of the body. But then there are the seven spiritual works of mercy to help save people's souls. And this is critical in this day and age. The spiritual works of mercy, the first one is to help convert the sinner, to help bring somebody back to God. And this could mean just simply inviting somebody to come to church with you. Maybe somebody you know was born and raised Catholic, but they drifted away. As you know, the biggest denomination in America is the Catholic religion. The second biggest denomination in America is fallen away Catholics. So we have to get them back. So invite somebody to confession. Say that you're going to confession on a Saturday. Bring them along. Join an organization like the Knights of Columbus or Legion of Mary or one of the other fine organizations in the parish that does evangelization. See, evangelization is sharing the faith with others. Jesus says we must do it. We cannot put our light under a bushel basket. Our faith is like a muscle that needs to be exercised and used. So the more you share your faith, the more you grow in your faith. The more you keep the faith to yourself, the more it will shrink and dissolve. So the best way to help your own faith is to share your faith with others. And then another spiritual work of mercy is instructing the uninformed. And you can do this by teaching CCD, teaching religious education, passing on the faith to your children, to your grandchildren. See, this is a work of mercy, to teach the faith to your kids and grandkids. You as grandparents have a critical role in passing on the faith to your children and your grandchildren as well. So, and then the Church also recommends counseling the doubtful and comforting the sorrowful. Let's say somebody lost a loved one. If you listen to them and help them through their grief and their loss, that's a work of mercy. Again, it's a beautiful thing to do to help people through that. And then the last couple are bearing wrongs patiently and forgiving injuries. So when you carry your cross and you have your difficulties in life, when you offer that up, that is a work of mercy. When you bear wrongs patiently, if somebody hurts you or offends you, if you offer that up and carry that cross, that is a beautiful work of mercy. And then to forgive injuries. Something happened yesterday which was really a powerful story for me, because this past Wednesday, there was a woman who had her pocketbook stolen at Mass. And it wasn't here, luckily. It wasn't St. John's in Leesburg. And she was very distraught because not only her credit cards and driver's license and cash, but family pictures. And so she was very upset, and we prayed together. We prayed to St. Anthony, the patron saint of finding lost objects, because St. Anthony is the patron saint of that, because when he was in the monastery, a man came in and stole the precious volume of sacred scripture. And they used to take about a year to make one handwritten copy of the Bible. So this man had stolen it, and St. Anthony prayed for the man who stole the sacred scriptures. And a few days later, the man came back and returned it to the monastery. And he had a conversion, and he repented of what he had done. So that's why St. Anthony is the patron saint of finding lost or stolen objects. Well, we prayed to St. Anthony, and we prayed for whoever stole the pocketbook. And the woman, you know, said that, you know, she prayed for this person, whoever it was. Well, 17 hours later, the next day, She got a knock on her front door, and it was turned out to be a woman who had taken her pocketbook. And she was so embarrassed, but she was really sorry, and she gave it back, and she asked for forgiveness. And of course, the woman forgave her, gave her a big hug, and invited her actually into the home, and they talked for a while. And it was an incredible healing experience. And so it's a good example of a work of mercy is to forgive injuries. And lastly, number 7, to pray for the living and the dead. So that's a work of mercy as well, to pray for those who are suffering, those that are dying, to pray for the souls in purgatory is a great act of charity as well. So these are the 7 corporal and the 7 spiritual works of mercy. The Lord wants us to do these things. He says we are the light of the world, that we cannot keep our faith to ourselves. Our light must shine before others. And the Lord wants us to do good deeds, these works of mercy, not that we're glorified, but that the Heavenly Father is glorified.